This spring, an underground train tunnel full of radioactive waste was discovered partially collapsed at the Hanford site in southeast Washington state. Now federal contractors are prepping the site to fill the unstable tunnel with grout. They're planning to start Tuesday night, but correspondent Anna King says some have raised questions.
Tunnel 1 at Hanford is full of train cars contaminated with radioactive waste. Experts at the site say the best solution is to fill it up with grout, or a sort of thin concrete. Alex Smith is with Washington State's Department of Ecology. She's the head watchdog for Washington on Hanford.
It actually makes it easier to remove the waste at the end of the day, because right now it's really difficult to get highly radioactive, large pieces of equipment out of the tunnel. But if it's encapsulated in grout, that helps protect the workers who might be doing the removal. And when it's encapsulated in that grout, it's more easily cut up by a high-powered wire cutter into small pieces, and then you can package those pieces up for shipment off-site.
But some people have questioned that premise. If you fill up the tunnel with grout, can you ever clean it up? I asked the U.S. Department of Energy, which runs Hanford, for more information. A federal spokesman said he didn't have those answers and couldn't put me in touch with any government expert who did. So, to get some idea of what it would take to cut up and haul away this tunnel slab by slab, I consulted top Northwest demo experts. Vern Balkowicz Jr. has cut apart complicated stuff, like massive river dams. On the Hanford Tunnel.
It doesn't make sense what they're trying to do.
Here in his shop, Balkowicz shows me a diamond-cutting wire. This is what the feds say they would use to cut up the tunnel. It looks sort of like a coiled climbing rope. It cuts like a chainsaw blade attached to a big electric motor.
So as this is spinning, it's throwing debris wherever it's at. It's throwing debris all around it, like a sprinkler.
You said like a sprinkler is like chips are flying everywhere.
No, not chips. It's grinding. It grinds the concrete. That's how it cuts. So then it throws it all over the place.
And it's really contaminated stuff. There's even plutonium. So Balkowicz says Hanford would have to have some sort of complicated shielding to keep all that dust and slurry away from workers. Maybe even use robots. Once the tunnel is cut up, then it would have to be craned out piece by piece and hauled away with large trucks. Damian Hinkle spends his time tapping away on a well-patinaed 10-key calculator. He's the lead estimator with Dixon Company in Tacoma. That's a large-scale demolition outfit. Hinkle says running the numbers on demo is half study, half gut feeling. His gut on Hanford's grout plan for Tunnel 1?
It's a lot.
He says Tunnel 1 will have something like 11,000 tons of grout, tunnel debris, and the structure itself. To tear all that up would be like when his company demolished the old King 5 studio on Dexter in Seattle.
It was a four-story building made out of reinforced concrete. Took up a city block.
A whole city block?
Yeah.
So we're talking a whole city block, four stories high of concrete, would be what the tunnel is underground.
Correct.
Hinkle says trucking away that contaminated material will likely be one of the largest costs of the project. Washington's watchdog, Alex Smith, has looked at these questions and doesn't think cleanup will be simple, but says something has to be done with the tunnel now. It could collapse further.
This was the best of the solutions that we saw for Tunnel 1.
Even so, the plan for cleanup of the tunnel won't even begin until the year 2020. I'm Anna King in Richland.